independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Kasowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer. Contrary to numerous false press accounts leading up to today's hearing, Mr. Comey has now finally confirmed publicly what he repeatedly told President Trump privately. That is, that the president was not under investigation as part of any probe into Russian interference.
Ah, quite the day. Right on Capitol. Well, the stuff going on. Now, Producer Phil, you were out and about amongst the youths of America and the people. You got up early and you went to a bar and it was booming.
9:30 in the morning, man. Line out the door for the Comey watch party.
And you said that you know, I mean, you had everybody there. You had a lot of interns in the whole nine yards. Even some people who said they were there because it was the D.C. thing to do.
It's the most D.C. thing to do.
And the drinking, was it heavy?
They had, apparently the best seller was the Bloody Mary, and they had pitchers of Bloody Mary mix that they couldn't keep in stock. They kept going in the back to refill them.
Nothing goes better with James Comey than a Bloody Mary, right? That's like a... Right, that's the mimosa of the
oh my goodness, there were a lot of those too.
Oh God, look at that! It's just a. You know what did we learn today? Right, we learned that James Comey's not a fan of Donald Trump. Donald Trump apparently is a liar. Lied about him. Lied about the FBI. We learned that James Comey is very political, but very smart. Very, very smart. Operates in a very, very smart way. There was a lot of things that we learned today. We learned that he's a leaker because he leaked information about their meeting, gave it to his friend, and then instructed his friend to give it to the New York Times. We learned a lot of things, but we also learned that Trump was never under investigation, not at all, did not try to obstruct justice. We learned that today. We learned that Flynn could be in trouble, but the narrative that was built and has been built about this and the, you know, the collusion between Trump campaign and Russia and just whole craziness, there was no there. And we knew there was no there.
Mr. Comey's testimony also makes clear that the president never sought to impede the investigation into attempted Russian interference in the 2016 election. And in fact, according to Mr. Comey, the president told Mr. Comey, quote, it would be good to find out, close quote, in that investigation if there was, quote, some satellite associates of his who did something wrong, close quote.
So, no collusion. Everybody knew that. Some uncomfortable and probably some unnecessary meeting between the FBI. Look, it's not so crazy that he would meet with the president. He met with Obama twice, one-on-one. He met with Bush twice, one-on-one. I mean, once one-on-one, and did not record the information as far as go downstairs, write it on something, type it out, and you know, create a memo about it. But this was much different, and I can understand that. Put yourself in Comey's position. Even if it's just an instant, you know, just an instantaneous second, because that's all that you can be allowed to do because you can't stand the guy. Think about it from the position of him going in to meet his new boss, who he's unsure about, who he's heard some things about, and an uncomfortable pledging of loyalty. Just, yes, you know what? Awkward, definitely. That's it. But nothing illegal. No obstruction of justice. No Trump was involved in anything. None of that stuff. I don't think Comey told any lies today. I don't think he went up there. First of all, he's a smart guy. He understands the law, former prosecutor. This is a guy who is very sharp. And the way that he set things up with the memos and all this stuff, he's a very sharp cookie. This guy is not somebody... that is just, you can just brush him aside. There's a reason he was the director of the FBI, but there's also a reason he's not. And this guy was in a lose-lose situation. He even said today, I couldn't tell you if I would be the FBI director today if Hillary had won. Because I don't think he'd be around there either. Because I don't think Hillary was a big fan of any of this. But we found out there was no collusion. Nothing was changed. There was interference when it came to Russia. They were bad actors. It was a bad, bad situation with the way that they acted. And what they did was wrong, and we need to find out how we can prevent it, because they came after our democracy. They challenged our democracy. They tried to influence a lot of things. But I don't think they played a big as part as a lot of people would like to think that they played.
Comey also admitted that there is no evidence that a single vote changed as a result of any Russian interference.
And that right there is the personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz, of the president, came out today. And by the way, the White House today came out immediately afterwards, and we don't know where Spicy is. I think Spicy is one of those things where like they're hiding him in really big situations. It was Huckabee Sanders who came out today and refuted the story that the president is a liar. Came out immediately and said no. But there was a narrative that's been built. A narrative that's been built that this entire campaign was fraught with collusion and all kinds of sinister things going on between Russia, and the media built it up. It fueled the fire. It fed the weeds of this story. It brought it up. It nurtured it. It gave it all the legs and everything it needed. And in hopes and prayers, they pushed everything in this giant, huge, hey, guess what? Here it is for the world. We're going to be vindicated today and show you all of the stuff that we were right about, because we've got sources and we've got this and we've got that. They sold their soul and everything to go all in. And guess what? It didn't work.
The assumption of the critics of the president, of his pursuers, you might say, is that somewhere along the line in the last year, the president had something to do with colluding with the Russians, something to do with helping hand, encouraging them, feeding their desire to affect the election in some way, some role they played, some conversation he had with Michael Flynn or Paul Manafort or somewhere. And yet what came apart this morning was that theory.
What came apart this morning was the theory. It crumbled. It crumbled, because that was what so much of this was built upon, right? This belief that it was about Trump and the collusion, and somehow that they were best friends and they give bro hugs and they talk to each other today. Hello there, Trump. How are you today? It's good to hear from you. It's me, Vladimir Putin, again. It's been a long time since I've talked to you, like 12 hours. I text you a bunch. Yeah, we're good friends on Snapchat. None of that stuff was real. None of that stuff was real. So it all started to fall apart. And even now, as I'm watching it, they're going after Flynn, Comey, I guess, in the closed door. How is this for a second? In the closed door hearings, which we're not supposed to know about because it's closed door, now they're saying, sources say, that there may have been a third meeting with the Russian ambassador and Jeff Sessions that was not recorded. Oh. But the Trump narrative is dying down. Now it's picking off the pieces, trying to assemble some form of the crap that you put together and try to make something out of it, right? Today they got lemons. Now they're trying to make lemonade. They thought they were going to make an Arnold Palmer tonight or a Long Island iced tea and celebrate. You know what they're doing? They're trying to make lemonade. And some of them lemons there is sour.
What was fascinating, Comey said that basically Flynn wasn't central to the Russian investigation. And I've always assumed what Trump was afraid of, he had said something to Flynn, and Flynn could be flipped on that, and Flynn would testify against the president that he had had some conversation with Flynn in terms of dealing with the Russians affirmatively. And if that's not the case, where's the there? If it isn't Manafort because he wants to throw him under the bus, and Flynn wasn't central to the investigation, where is the concern that Trump has that has put him on defense for all these months? That's my question coming out of the morning hearing.
I think he's always on defense because, I mean, you see it, right? Trump is always firing back and getting into kerfuffles that he doesn't need to get into, right? I think we realize that. I also think he's a very loyal guy. And I think when he sees people that do right by him, I think he does right by them. I think when it came to Flynn, his whole thing was, it wasn't, hey, let's just get rid of everything here and let this whole thing go. I think he was looking at it as like, hey, you know what? Flynn suffered enough. He resigned. It's over. It's done with. Can we move on with our lives? This guy doesn't need to go down because we're not going after Hillary, right? Everybody wouldn't say, lock her up, lock her up. They should still go after her. But I think that's most of what that is. Not that he thought. I don't think Flynn was ever going to flip on the president. I don't. You get a big chip in the game, right? Isn't that what it's about? You get a big chip in the game. If you did know something, or you told somebody something, the president was aware of it, you don't think that you'd go down? Hell yeah, you would. You don't think the president's going to take care of you on the backside? You get the chip in the game. But there's no there. Even with Flynn. Flynn was an overeager, out for himself, trying to make as much as he possibly could guy. We get on with ourselves. Nothing was altered. Nothing was changed. We have bigger issues with the hacking into and the going after our democracy, whether you liked Hillary or not, or any of this stuff on the left side of the aisle. The fact is that we need to get to the bottom of the story, how this happens, how they're doing this, because we have a lot of elections coming up that are very important that could sway the way this country's headed. And guess what? You think the Russians are done now? You're wrong. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Where are you? Well, at work. You know what happens most of that time? That's when most home invasion robberies happen. Don't let that happen to you. Don't be one of those statistics. Simply Safe Home Security is there to stop the intruders in their tracks. We always worry about at night, right? That's the big thing. Somebody's coming in at night. No, most burglars don't want anything to do with people inside their home. They want to go in, get the stuff, and leave. With Simply Safe, it's the easiest wireless system. You set up within an hour. You set this thing up. You order today. You have it by Monday. It's set up by Monday evening. Boom. You get an arsenal of all-day protection. Sensories. You got an entry sensor, right? Beep, beep. Glass break sensor. That's always amazing. And a high-definition camera so you know what's going on in your home, even when you're away. No long-term contracts. Love that. No hidden fees. Less than $15 a month. You have the best in home security, round-the-clock professional monitoring with Simply Safe. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Get a special 10% discount off your home security system when you order today. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off. simplysafe.com/Benson. Order today. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
I'm done with the Comey stuff. I'm now on to soccer. U.S. are playing World Cup qualifier. Trinidad and Tobago. Both of them, both playing, both Trinidad and Tobago. And then we play Mexico on, I think it's Sunday, in Mexico at Azteca. It's going to be interesting to see how, because America is not viewed, obviously, kindly there, rarely ever. But now with Trump president playing there in a big game like that, I want to see how many boos and hisses and how many horrible things are said during the national anthem during the game. Because it's going to be plentiful. It will be. It's going to be very interesting to see how that shakes out. And speaking of soccer, today Australia and Saudi Arabia played a World Cup qualifier. And before the game, they held a moment of silence for the victims of the terror attacks in London. And while Australia was arm in arm, normally they gather at the center circle, both teams, each standing on one side of the circle. And they gather arm in arm. They put their heads down. It's a moment of silence, right? The Saudi Arabian players decided they were going to warm up and run around and kick the ball around while everybody else was having the moment of silence. And they say it's because they don't normally, they don't agree with that. And they don't do those kind of things. But it was kind of funny because when the Brazilian soccer team, Chapecoense, their plane crashed and killed all their players, they did a moment of silence for them. And that seemed okay. Very interesting. Just put it out there. Politics, baby. Politics. That's all, baby. Politics, baby. Politics. I watched, you know, this thing today, and, you know, people are, it's so funny because, so I was trying to explain to somebody, they had their minds made up before, and you probably did as well. And that's not a bad thing. It's not. It's not a bad thing. Your mind made up because you've at least heard a lot of stuff, right? So just like with Hillary, no matter what came out of any of the investigations with Hillary, your mind was already made up. Now, if you want truth, you have to come into stuff without opinions. But it's hard to because this thing has been out there for so long to have no opinion about any of this. And you also realize it's politics, so it's hard not to have an opinion, right? Because we all have an opinion. I looked at today was this was no more than a show day for American democracy, which I think is fantastic. But at the same time, I think it was a show day for the politicians and the powers that be, including Comey. But you already had your mind made up. And I have yet to talk to anybody or see anybody that has come out and said, hey, I thought Trump was guilty, but now I'm not so sure. I'm sure there's a few out there, but very few. Very, very few. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. A lot of people texting in about today, about Comey. I don't think he lied. We're going to go over our poll here in a little bit, but I don't think he lied. I think he was straightforward and honest as things thought. Still got some stuff to get to there. The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I took it as a direction. I mean, this is the President of the United States. With me alone saying, I hope this, I took it as this is what he wants me to do. I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
Comey there today, Capitol Hill, having his day in the sunshine. Spotlight. Seemed to enjoy it. Thought he did it very well. I don't think he lied in any way, shape, or form. I think he thought whether it was the direction about Flynn, hey, you know what, maybe we should just end this thing, you know, with Flynn. He's a good guy, and we all agree he's a good guy, yeah. And, you know, I took that as direction or I think that, you know, I think Comey, for all intents and purposes, believed all of the stuff that he was saying today. I don't think he lied. From his perspective, that's the way it feels. But remember, there are always two perspectives when it comes to things like this. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Rob, what's going on, man?
Hey, Chad, I just wanted to let you know how much I'm very much enjoying your show tonight. I'm commuting. I'm about 160 miles outside of Chicago, and just really, really enjoy your acerbic wit and your take on things. And in the interest of keeping things real, I'm an American who just happens to be black, and I'm very conservative. I voted for Donald Trump, and unabashedly so. And, you know, he was my candidate from day one. And, you know, I have not the least bit of second hesitation that I, when I pulled up for him, that it was the right thing, not only for me, okay, because at this point in the journey, it's not about me, but I have grandchildren and I love this country. I serve this country in the military. And you had spoke earlier today about why he didn't want to cut Flynn loose. Well, if I may, real quickly, I just let you know, for those of us in the military, and I'm sure your audience has many veterans out there, in the military, most Americans don't understand how the military functions. And that's not unusual because less than 1% of Americans ever bother to serve their country in the military and put the uniform on. It's like 0.8 of 1%. We don't cut people loose in the military. You know, I served in a, you know, I spent the majority of my adult life in an organization where words mean things. Words like integrity, character, those are not just words on a piece of paper. They're the mortar that hold the bricks together. And when you say you're going to be at a certain place at a certain time and you're not there, feelings don't get hurt. People die. Okay? So, yes, I'm a serious person. President Trump is a commander in chief. He is the head of the military in this country. And General Flynn has honorably served this country under fire and in peace. He's a warrior, and he deserves respect. Now, he might have made a mistake, and he suffered for that mistake. But we will not dismiss what this man has done for our country and his honorable service record under fire, I might add, when most Americans enjoy the blanket of freedom that he and others provide, and they don't ever do a daggone thing about paying for it. And that's all I wanted to say. I'm going to continue to enjoy your program. I'm glad I found you on the dial. God bless you, and God bless America.
God bless you too, brother. Drive careful out there. Look, you know what? Flynn, I think, is a good guy. And even Comey admitted, look, he likes Flynn. He's a good guy. Flynn did something silly. Flynn got caught in a political process. And you could see it with, you know, and that was always the knock on Trump, is he needs to surround himself with some political people that aren't novices, that have an understanding of things. I don't think Flynn did anything untoward. I think he likes money. I think his big problem was he lied to the vice president, and everybody acknowledged that's why he got in trouble. Now, will they find some stuff out along the way that maybe he did some things he shouldn't have done? Maybe he was overzealous. Maybe he talked about things he shouldn't. That's always a possibility, but that's not for me to speculate or to talk about at this moment in time, because I want to know the truth. But I don't think he's a bad guy, just like I don't think Comey's a bad guy. I think Comey is a human being who also served our country, right? Who did the best that he thought he could. He was stuck between a rock and a hard place, and he was always going to lose this battle with this president. And if the other person would have won, Hillary lost that battle as well. He wasn't winning. It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't. But now we move on, and let's get back to the point where we're starting to figure out how we start to rebuild the middle class in this country, because that is vitally important. How do we start doing that? Where does that start to happen? How do we get to the point where we start to really see the middle class flourish again? Because we need that. We absolutely do. These are the things that are important to the average American who's going about their day to day, working. Nobody got a medal. You don't go home. You're like, man, I went home and I opened up my mailbox and there was a check from the government because of the Comey hearing and I got a trophy. No, you have to go to work. You've got to do your things. How do we improve the country? Because now that there's no there, can we all start to get down to the business of allowing this president some opportunity to breathe and to see what he does? If he fails, then let's call him on it. And if he has a chance to succeed and he succeeds, then let's praise him for it. But what we can't do anymore is this crap about wanting to rush to judgment. But this is what we've created. We've created this reality world television. Superstars are online and we can make them big stars and it matters being first. It doesn't matter if you're right. We've created a lot of this crap. There are other things out there. There are other things out there that are vitally important that we need to focus on. With our middle class, we're trying to figure out how we maneuver in a world that is global now. How and where is the middle class going to be strengthened from? I have said it over and over again. This thing in front of me, this computer thing, and the things to go in and around it and make it tick is where the middle class is. This is the new manufacturing. This is the new world. And we don't need to be looking backwards. We need to look forward. And it needs to be a two-pronged attack. That, to me, is vitally important. Today was a show of politics, American style. The other thing, you've got what's going on in Britain today. I don't know if you guys saw this, but today they had an election, and it looks like the Conservatives, Theresa May, they're going to lose their majority. They'll still be in the lead, if you will, of the number of seats they have in Parliament, but they won't have enough to be like the supermajority, so that means they have to build coalitions to get things done. Some of that's probably the fallout for Brexit. Some of that could be the attacks. I'll tell you what, I think there's a Trump effect there. I do. Trump's a Republican. She's a conservative. She has been seen to be somebody who is friendly with Trump. I think there's a little bit of a fallout there. The conservatives still hold the majority of the seats in Parliament, but it's not like it used to be. And there's a chance tonight they will have lost 16 seats. And on the other side, Labor is going to pick up a decent amount, somewhere in between 25 and 27 seats. That's the progressives or the Democrats. So important to look at because, A, they're an ally, but, B, also the effect, I think, of even what's happening with Trump. And a lot of this stuff is manufactured because it is good theater. It gets eyeballs on the prize. I'm in an industry right now that before Trump came along, there was a lot of guys in our industry who were struggling. And the last thing that people wanted was four more years of bashing the Clintons. And Trump changed everything. It's one of the reasons that, you know, I said, look, I love interesting. You may be wrong, you may be right, but he's interesting. A lot of people are right all the time, and you know what they're not? They're not interesting. He's interesting. Is he going to mess up? Yes. Is he going to screw up? Yes. Is he going to mess up and screw up in a way that we as human beings that have nothing to do politically will screw up? No, not really, because we probably all do the same thing. But according to politics and the way they do things in D.C. and elsewhere, yes, he screws up. I want to see him succeed. And if you don't want to see him succeed, if you want to see the president fail, you're not an American. I don't care if Hillary Clinton was the president right now. I would want her to succeed because she's my president. It's not going to be easy for him, and he's going to have this thing around his neck the entire time that he's president. This is his email gate. This is his thing that is going to be always lingering. There will always be questions. But the more that he implements the things that he wants to do, and if they're successful, and I think they are going to be successful, the more that people are going to put that thing to the side. Winning cures everything. I watched the basketball game last night. LeBron James, still the best player in the world, but his team lost. Not because of LeBron, but he looked exhausted at the end of the game. He looked just, he was destroyed. He was exhausted. He was. Did everything he possibly could last night to win the game. Just looked out of gas. I hope that this whole story is going to run out of gas. And I hope that people get exhausted listening to it. And we can move on to the things that matter, the day-to-day things in life that matter, rebuilding our middle class, fixing a tax structure that is completely ridiculous, getting over these overburdening, overreaching regulations and coming up with comprehensive reform for immigration that matters, strengthening our borders. I think when we start to do stuff like that, people will slowly but surely be exhausted with these kind of stories, and we can move forward. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. So we all have things that we forget at times, right? Right? We all have some things, like maybe an anniversary. And yes, you make it up because on your way home, you realize it's your anniversary because somebody said something to you. But then you got to go buy really expensive flowers that you shouldn't have to go do, and your wife's going to know that you screwed up. Or those cheap flowers on the side of the road, and you quickly make a reservation for some restaurant that you think is her favorite. Be smart. Right? Don't forget anymore. ProFlowers is here to help you do that. They've got a new service called the Pro Gifter Service. What's amazing about this, you can schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different address, a year in advance. 1 year in advance. That simple. Less than $99, 3 bouquets with vase. ProFlowers delivers the best flowers. 7-point check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Make sure everything's okay. Perfect. Before it gets there, you've got a 7-day freshness guaranteed. Boom. You're thinking right now of a time that you should have sent flowers, and you know there's times that are coming up. Find out what they are. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right there. Click on it. All you have to do is sign your, boom, like just go there. Okay, December 1st, January 5th, May 6th, boom, you're done. Set it up and then forget about it and look like a hero all year. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner. That's proflowers.com. Pro Gifter banner. We'll wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
You always text the program. You can always tweet at us. Facebook as well. Like the show. Chad Benson Show. CHADBENSON. Skyler says, anti-Trumpers will never move on. Their hatred is truly visceral. And they pray for his failure. There's a lot of that. But I just said to him, you know what? Replace that with older white male. Conservative older white male. And that's what you're going to get. This is a conservative thing as much as it is a Trump thing. This is. It's a conservative thing as much as it is a Trump thing, the disdain that people have for him. It's a Bernie crowd who doesn't understand the world, who you know what? There is some disgust and some hatred there. I'm not going to lie. It's very true. There's absolutely some disgust and some hatred deep inside of these people's bowels, their emotions towards conservatives, towards anybody with an idea that's not theirs is very real. But the world we live in, we live in a democracy. And never was that more evidence than today. For all of the screaming and the shouting and for all of the pomp and circumstance and the pictures, and it's the hottest ticket, and people showing up at bars early in the morning, and all of this stuff, and the eyes of the world supposedly watching Comey, and for all of that stuff that took place, democracy was on display today. True transparency, as much as we can get. Obviously, there's classified things we can't know, but true transparency, that we would air our dirty laundry in front of the world, in front of our country, in front of the voters, that we would air these kind of things. That we do have some leaks that are purposeful, that are for the betterment of the United States. And that we're able to go out there and do these kind of things. And I think that's something that was truly missed today. This isn't happening in Russia. No matter how much they say we've got a democracy and that we're a burgeoning democracy, and we're trying, this isn't happening there. This isn't happening in a lot of places. This was wide open. And yes, we do things with pomp, with circumstance. We do things with, I'm surprised there wasn't cheerleaders. I'm surprised there wasn't explosions. I'm surprised there wasn't all kinds of crazy stuff. But you know what? We're transparent. We have the man who was the former FBI director and the current president of the United States who are at odds with one another. And he was able to leak stuff, which he shouldn't have done. But he was able to go out there today and to tell his side of the story without the fear of him being executed or disappearing or being jailed. That's the beauty of our country. Yeah, it's not perfect at times, but a lot of that isn't because of the system. It's because the people inside of the system more than anything else. But today was on full display, the beauty of what we're about. Our democracy. Nobody voted today, but what we got to see was the freedoms that we have in this country to turn on the television and to watch our former FBI director talk about his meetings with the president, to talk about the investigations that were or weren't going on, and to go out there in such a way as to be confident to know that he's not going to jail. Just like last week, Kathy Griffin's not going to jail. It is the beauty of our country, and we must remember these kind of things, even though we're divided at times, and even though we get mad at each other, and stuff like this can be emotional. It's still the best country in the world. Solid fun show today. Great work from all the guys. Mr. Producer Phil, who got up early to go out to all the bars. Solid move. Anthony. You can always check us out across all social media at Chad Benson Show. Go like us on Facebook as well. Email the show, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Have yourself a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be Donut Fridaying it tomorrow. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.